is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The Trump administration continues to explain the president's remarks that he wants the United States to take control of war-ravaged Gaza, relocate the residents, and rebuild it. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says that relocation would be temporary.
What he's very generously has offered is the ability of the United States to go in and help with debris removal, help with munitions removal, help with reconstruction, the rebuilding of homes and businesses and things of this nature, so that then people can move back in.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu praises the idea, saying it would create a different future for everyone. President Trump has signed an executive order banning transgender girls and women from competing on sports teams that don't match their gender assigned at birth.
The executive order directs the Justice and Education Departments to interpret Title IX as prohibiting the participation of transgender girls and women in female sports. Schools that don't comply
will be investigated for violations of Title IX and riskier federal funding.
Indicates it all.
During testimony before a Senate panel last year, the NCAA president testified he knew of fewer than 10 transgender athletes in college sports. Cristian Benavides, CBS News, Miami.
An icy, snowy storm system is about to disrupt school schedules and travel on the East Coast. Meteorologist Craig Allen says up to 0.4 inches of ice in some places could damage trees and down power lines.
They're going to have snow, sleet, freezing rain, making for a very dangerous commute on Thursday into Thursday afternoon and Thursday evening as well. And I'm sure that this is also going to affect air travel in these regions.
Google is scrapping some of its diversity hiring targets. The move follows an executive order issued by President Trump that was aimed in part at pressuring government contractors to scrap DEI initiatives. 1 week after a mid-air collision between a passenger jet and a military helicopter claimed 67 lives near D.C.'s Reagan National Airport, a vigil was held for the victims.
Among those paying their respects, Michael Lincoln, a former flight attendant.
I think about all the people that lost their lives, and especially the crew that was just working and ran into just the absolute worst nightmare scenario that we all wake up in a cold sweat about, anybody that flies for work.
Mike Murillo for CBS News, Alexandria, Virginia.
CBS News correspondent Michael Wallace reports space debris could be a growing problem for airplanes.
Researchers at the University of British Columbia say the chances of a collision are small but rising as more space debris falls back to Earth and more planes take to the sky. The amount of space junk has doubled in the last decade. The study says there were 2,300 used-up rocket bodies in the Earth's orbit, and on average, one re-enters the atmosphere every week.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Dog lovers are noting an unusually long prison sentence for animal cruelty.
In Paulding County, Georgia, about a half hour northwest of Atlanta, 57-year-old Vincent Burrell was sentenced to 475 years in prison after he was found guilty of 93 counts of dog fighting, all felonies, and 10 counts of animal cruelty. It's believed to be the longest sentence involving dog fighting anyone has received anywhere. Authorities said Burrell breeded and trained more than 100 pit bulls for illegal dog fighting. His attorney has filed a motion for a new trial. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
And cat lovers are noting their feline friends won't be barred and banned in Scotland. First Minister John Swinney was forced to issue that statement after independent experts branded cats a threat to Scotland's wildlife. The Scottish Animal Welfare Commission suggested, quote, containment measures be considered to reduce that damage. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A winter weather advisory continues thanks to some life-freezing rain and a mix of snow as well. Any ice accumulation will be just a glaze. Little to no snow accumulation. Lows in the upper 20s. Sunshine breaking out Thursday. Breezy near 40. It's 30 at our studios.
Radio Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
your señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. And if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sands of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
Smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent. Bet you could hear yourself sweat. He walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on.
Back up the babies and grab the old ladies and everyone goes. Not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Locked us on this reservation. wear a shirt and tie. I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. But maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
see what you do with me. When you don't believe a word I say, don't you know I'm caught in a trap? I can't walk out because my love is too much, baby. Don't you know I'm caught in a trap?
Hits WRJN.
guy's gonna jump for joy. Pigeon's gonna run to him. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Let me do what I wanna do. I can't decide them all. Gets here, everybody's gonna wanna doze.
Starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. It's down to the wire now for many government employees to decide their future, as CBS's Matt Piper reports.
Today's the deadline for federal workers to accept buyouts or a deferred resignation program offer. For those who take it, they'd get full salary and benefits and not have to work through the end of September. The deferred resignation offer is available to all full-time federal employees, except those in the military, postal service, or those working in immigration enforcement and national security.
The Washington Post reports tens of thousands of federal workers are